This is the county cricket roundup for the 11th of July. Lancashire had the better of the first day at Guildford despite Surrey fielding a bowling attack that had vast international experience. Stuart Meeker was the first to strike, breaking an opening stand of 47 by dismissing Stephen Moore for 24. However, there was little joy for a while after that for the home side, as Carl Brown and Paul Horton added 122 for the second wicket prior to the former's dismissal for 49. Horton remained and reached his 15th first-class century from 219 balls, only to fall shortly before the close to Chris Tremlett. Stephen Croft and Ashwell Prince will resume tomorrow on 245 for 3. Durham were all out for 243 on the second day at New Road against Worcestershire. Michael Richardson departed for a duck from the second over the day to give Gareth Andrew the first to what would turn out to be 3 wickets. Callum Thorpe and Graham Onions added 42 for the ninth wicket to give the visitors a batting bonus point. In reply, Worcestershire reached 100 for 2. Ben Stokes has taken both the wickets to fall so far, with Phil Hughes again impressing, closing with 52. Andrew Strauss scored over half of Middlesex's runs on the opening day of their match against Nottinghamshire at Uxbridge. He made 50 as his teammates struggled to cope with under Adams and were bowled out for just 98. Indeed, they slipped to 34 for 5 before Strauss found support in Gareth Berg, prior to becoming Adams' latest victim with a score on 97. The home side lost 4 further wickets with the addition of only 1 run, as Adams completed the collapse 5 for 1 by dismissing Corey Collymore for duck to end with figures of 6 for 32. Nottinghamshire had reached 114 for 4 in the 40th over their innings by the time rain brought an early halt to proceedings. Tim Murta took 2 wickets, with Michael on top scoring with an undefeated 35. In Division 2, the opening day of Hampshire's match against Yorkshire at Southampton was abandoned without a ball bowled, while Gloucestershire closed on 147 for 2 on a shortened first day against Essex at Cheltenham. Ed Cowan and Dan Housegoe both made half centuries during a second wicket stand of 108, with the former ending on 51 not out, and the latter falling just prior to stumps for 60. Both Clydesdale Bank 40 matches were affected by the wet weather today, with Warwickshire's match against Sussex at Edgbaston abandoned without a ball bowled to continue the Bears' miserable luck with the weather this season. Over on the continent, Leicestershire under their new captain Josh Cobb registered their first win of the campaign with a 33-run win over top-of-the-table Netherlands at Amstel Veen. The match was reduced to 36 over the side before the start, with Dutch captain Peter Bowen winning the toss and choosing to insert the Foxes. They lost Cobb in the first over for a duck, but Michael Thornley showcased his more aggressive side and made 86 from 77 balls to haul him up to a competitive 208 for 7. In reply, Matthew Hoggard removed Michael Swart and Wesley Baresi, while Stefan Meiber retired hurt as the home side struggled. Cameron Borgas top scored with 40, the left-arm spinner James Sykes took 3 for 39, and they were all out in the 33rd over for 175.